Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, everyone. This is Chris Miles here. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show, and I'm loving having you on here today. Remember, our whole thing is about how to have greater freedom, prosperity, and better quality of life right now, not 20, 30, 40 years from now. It's all about today, how to have that life today. Or in essence, you know, what I love to have you do, especially those of you that are in your own businesses or doing what you love, I want you to keep doing what you love because you love it, you have to. It's all about creating that freedom right now. And so today it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. We're going to have Carolyn Norris on here in just a moment. As a reminder, be sure to come visit us at MoneyRipples.com. Check out blogs. We've got obviously other podcasts we have here too. We've got great events are coming up, awesome things that are happening. Love to have you be a part of it. So be sure to check that out. Keep building that education that you have and keep that momentum going. Keep it going because the biggest thing we want you to do is be able to take action, because the whole reason that Money Ripples exists is because we want to create that ripple effect of prosperity throughout your life, your family's lives, and generations beyond you. And have that ripple out, be it to your community, your friends, family, your country, and across the world. And that ripple effect begins with you first and foremost. We are the ones that have to start living that life of prosperity today. If we don't live it, no one else will. And so that's what I'm really excited about. I want to create that ripple effect right now. And I have that goal in the next 3 years. We got to save people $1 billion over the next 3 years. So it's a big, big task, a big undertaking. And I want it to start with your life right now. So today we've got Carolyn Norris on. Now, some of you might recall we had an interview with Gary Norris previously with her husband. Well, I figured I'd bring on the better half onto the show because I thought it was such – I mean, right there mid-interview with Gary, I thought it would be such a good thing to have the other perspective, especially of the spouse, of what was going on through her head as they were going through what they're going through, and, of course, where they are today and the success that's led them to where they are now. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about Carolyn. Obviously, she's an accomplished author, she's a motivational speaker, and she's a life coach. She's the president of Mindset Cashflow Solutions. I love cash flow, by the way. She's also the author of Victim to Victor and of the Movie Universe series, and a featured author in the best-selling book Entrepreneur on Fire with Barbara Corcoran, who you guys might remember from Shark Tank, right? Carolyn is passionate about helping others successfully navigate through their challenges to create an extraordinary life. In addition to being an Augmentino coach, Carolyn is a certified life success consultant through Bob Proctor, and she's also, along with some of the stuff that I do, she's also a conscious creator breakthrough coach. Man, how do you say that 10 times fast, right? Yeah, she's a CCBB coach through Strongbrook. Carolyn has mentored and consulted groups and individuals ranging from small business owners to multimillionaires. She founded the Strongbrook Women's Empowerment Group, which provides a powerful environment to develop and share entrepreneurial skills and ideas. And in her spare time, Carolyn finds joy in singing, writing songs. I've actually heard her sing. It's really cool. It's really cool to see her do that. She lives here in Utah with us, loves creating memories with her husband and her three kids. So anyways, Carolyn, you know, one thing I can say about her on a personal level is that I really admire her personal power, her passion for life, her zeal, the ability for her to really make something great. She's one of those people that she is a force to be reckoned with. She really is. And as I say on this show all the time, I don't bring on posers. I bring on real people that get real life success and real results, right? So, Carolyn, welcome on.
Well, thank you, Chris. First of all, I just want to say how awesome you are. And thank you for this opportunity to even get to speak to your fans. I think that you're an amazing person that is very genuine, very kind, very real, and I just have enjoyed every moment that I've had to be able to work with you. So thank you.
Oh, you bet. No, it goes both ways. Thank you so much. So, Carolyn, so tell us a little bit about you. Like, you know, I'm kind of curious to know, you know, when you were you always raised with these principles, or did you have to learn them?
I was raised so far away from these principles, it's amazing. It's amazing that I ever found them. My family was definitely, in fact, it makes me laugh so hard now because my family was like so against sales and marketing and networking and social, anything really. And just they were very, just extremely closed-minded that way. Everything was definitely, you know, academia, go, you know, go get your PhD, whatever. And which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm totally into higher education too, but it was really, it was very, very focused on, you know, going to college and getting that job that was going to make you secure for the rest of your life. And so, yeah, that's how I was raised.
They were telling you to live a checklist life, right?
Yeah, it's very checklist. Don't think out of the box. Definitely very, very minimal risk thinking. I mean, to the point, and you need to be wise and you need to be cautious, but it really was to the point that it was like, you would never be able to reach your full potential in that little box ever.
Right. Absolutely not. So that's neat. So life goes on. You end up meeting and marrying Gary, right? How long have you guys been married now?
We will have been married on March 10th, 27 years. And I can't even believe that. I feel like I'm 27, so I don't know.
Well, happy anniversary. That's amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's incredible. So
it's amazing,
so tell
that
us,
we are, I mean, having our 27th anniversary. We're pretty proud of that fact that we hung in there.
No kidding. No, that's incredible. You make it past a quarter of a century. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yeah.
You're like, wait, that's not cool, Chris. Don't say that.
I know. I'm saying that is amazing. I'm like, wow. You know, I mean, especially with how people think about marriage nowadays. I mean, you know, it's a very challenging experience. And, you know, and I totally understand that for certain reasons, sometimes that needs to dissolve. But I must say that the incredible victory that can be felt with working through some of those absolutely huge challenges that you think will never, ever, ever go away, it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about this. I mean, obviously you and Gary are like a dynamic duo, you know, working within a Conscious Creator as well as with Strongbrook. Has it always been that way?
Yeah, that's so funny. I can't even imagine. I mean, my husband is such an amazing man, and now that I've joined him or invaded his workspace, however you want to call it. now that I'm in that space with him, my admiration for him has gone up a million times over, and actually for men in general. My appreciation for men, for what they do, for what they deal with every day, for the fact that they've got to make it happen, they've got to, you know, the decisions that they have to make, just all these things that, I don't know, I guess I wasn't really as aware of or took for granted or whatever it was, but I have a truly, truly deep appreciation for good men across the world. And for what they face every day, for their courage, and so to begin with, yes, I, like I said, I was totally in that job mentality, and then as Gary and I had some experiences, which he probably shared when you interviewed him, but we had some experiences where, you know, he was into the entrepreneurial thing and I was dragging my feet every bit of the way because it was so scary to me. And, but, you know, I still wanted to be a supportive wife and I would support him on at least some of the ventures. But, there were, you know, in the last big, venture that went south that we had, there were some things that happened where I didn't agree. I didn't agree with the choices that he was making about it. I felt differently about it. I wanted to choose out, and he kept moving forward in a direction I didn't appreciate. And so there was a lot of anger. There was a lot of anger between us. And then when our partners chose to embezzle us for, you know, it was like almost $250,000.
Yeah,
I wasn't real happy. I wasn't real thrilled. And then I was sitting there thinking, okay, so now all our finances are completely destroyed. Our credit's destroyed. Everything is a disaster. And basically, I was feeling in a really huge victim space of, and he did it against my will. And here I am.
Right.
I got to suffer with the consequences, right?
Right.
And
of
so
his act,
there was just like,
own, right?
What?
Well, like you felt like, well, I'm suffering not because of me, but because he didn't listen to me. It's because of his actions, not mine. And you probably
right,
had that feeling of
right, exactly. Uh-huh. I felt very helpless. And so it's so fantastic to help me get out of this, just this sick victim mentality, because as I have joined him in working with Strongbrick and everything, and like I was saying before about how much more I appreciate men, I just realized, and I'm not condoning the choices that he made, that where I was saying, I don't feel good about this. I'm not really condoning that, but at the same time, I understand so much more that when you're the man and you're just out there and you got to make it happen and you got to make these choices and you got to get it going, you know, I don't think, at least now from this perspective, I can see it totally different. And I realize there was never really an intent to hurt me. There was never, you know, never any of that. It was actually really him trying to do something that he felt would be good for our family. And it just didn't turn out, you know? And so,
yeah.
And so with that understanding, I was able to pop out of it a lot. A lot of what happened as well was, you know, Gary, he chose because he knew he had made some choices that really hurt me. And so because of that, you know, a lot of guys would wimp out and just be like, well, that's the way it is, whatever. And, you know, people end up getting divorced and stuff. But he manned up and he, in our company, there's an opportunity to get, serious bonuses. And he earned one of those bonuses of a $35,000 check. And that was his way of showing me, hey, I know I messed up, but here I am. Here I am. And after he did that, he created such a beautiful space for me to snap out of my stuff and to make a choice. I had a very powerful choice to make at that point. I could stay stuck. I mean, because we weren't out of debt or anything. It wasn't like it fixed everything. But
yeah.
I could stay stuck and stay bitter and all that. Or I could grab onto his coattails of he manned up, so I can woman up, I guess. and I was like, you know what? I'm all in. I'm in for the ride, and let's do this together. And I love you, and thank you for showing up, and I'm showing up too.
Yeah, let's go back to that moment, because I know that was a really big turning point for you guys, because you guys went to the first convention that Strong had put on, correct? And he was getting presented a check. Now, did you know he was getting that check? Did he say he was going to get that presented on stage? Is that right?
Okay, so that's kind of a funny story, because and the listeners probably need to realize, so in all of this that happened, and it wasn't just our finances, but our children were having really, really severe issues, and so in all of what happened, I ended up getting PTSD, and I had severe depression, and so I had all these challenges. And so when Gary was when he and you have to realize he's a salesman that's always living in the top of the funnel, you know, in the possibility and everything.
Right.
And which is great because now I understand that. I understand that so much better, how you need to stay positive and up in that top of the funnel. But sometimes as a wife, it's really challenging because a lot of times the wives are dealing with the bottom of the funnel, what's really coming out. And it might not necessarily be matching the top. And so so because of that dynamic in our marriage, you know, Gary would say things. Often he would say a lot of things. And it wasn't because he was trying to lie to me or say something that wasn't true. It was just, like I say, he was living in the possibility up here. And it wouldn't necessarily pan out. And so when he was telling me that he was getting this $35,000 check, I was like, yeah, whatever. I know that sounds horrible. I know that sounds horrible, but honestly, I mean, we had been through so much, and my mind was so foggy. And if you've never had depression, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just so fogged and so unclear. And so when he was saying stuff to me, it was just like going right over my head, and it was not processing. It wasn't sinking in. And it wasn't until the very night, night, like I knew that he was supposedly getting this check the next day. I didn't even realize it was like at this big convention type thing. I don't think I got that. I mean, I knew he was getting presented for his work or something. I mean, I really was out of the loop. But I remember telling my son, Preston, I remember saying, you know, I feel pretty bad because, like, if this is true, if this is real, and dad's getting this and none of us are even coming, I'm feeling really bad right now. And I said, but I was still kind of in that there's nothing I can do type space, you know?
Yeah.
And thank heavens my son hadn't quite adopted that yet. So I'm saying this to my son. He's like, Mom, we can still go. And I'm like, well, it's in Las Vegas and we have a dog. And he's like, we can still do it. We can still do it. Sasha can come. That's my daughter. Sasha can come with us. She can help you drive. And you know, he was just all excited about it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. And that was a monumental, pivotal point in our life decisions. And so anyway, yeah, we packed the dog and we took him to a spa the whole time we were there. And a doggy spa. And so we went, and we were very close to having two severe car wrecks on the way there. We were spinning across the freeway on the ice.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just a miracle. It's such a pure miracle that we ended up there. And then we arrive and we're like in the hallway, and I think we just showed up right before he got the check. I mean, it was just amazing how it all played out. And so we kind of
did Gary know you were here by this point?
I don't think he knew we were here. Sasha had texted him something about the address of the hotel, but she gave him some other excuse why she needed it. So he didn't know until we were like in the back of the room, and I think he was just completely freaked out. and so then he's getting awarded this check, and so then we all get, you know, Chris sees us, the president of our company, and he just like has us come up and be on stage with him, and it changed everything. It just changed every single thing in my life from there on out. Has been like a fairy tale. And I just, those are the moments. Those are the moments where you get some guts and you do something. And it just was awesome.
You definitely womaned up to a huge, huge level for sure, huh?
Well, I tell people I'm not really good with lukewarm. So, yeah.
If you're going to go, you're going to go all in, right?
Yep.
So since that time, what are some big lessons you've learned that allow you two to work together best?
Oh, with Gary and I?
Uh-huh.
I think me, me admiring him and understanding him has been huge. That's been obviously a big perk, because I think men need that so much. They really do. They really need to feel appreciated and loved and understood by their wives, and understood that, and not to say every wife has to like get involved with their husband's work to do that, but you don't have to. It's just that admiration piece, that understanding of what they're actually doing for you in your life. And so that really helped. And then obviously it hasn't been perfect. We've had some bumps in the road of, that was I think it's a very huge gift, and shows what a great man my husband is, with the fact that he's willing to let me be in his workspace so strongly. because I am a powerhouse type woman, and so it's not like I'm going to be sitting in the back saying yay team or something.
Right.
So for him to be willing to give me the space to grow and to bloom as a leader, which was really awesome, because honestly I had no idea that this person inside of me was in there exactly. I mean, it was kind of like I don't know. Well, in my soul, I felt like that there was all this potential. There was all this potential, but then I got married, and I kind of got on this merry-go-round ride of serious dysfunction, you know, and so it seemed like all that potential was just stuck in there, and so when I had this opportunity to kind of just bloom in this great environment, it's just been a very surprising ride, I think, maybe possibly for both of us, and for Gary to be like, whoa, I had no idea that was in there. So I think he's been surprised somewhat, and he's also like, for instance, he's been so kind, because, you know, as I have been developing as a leader, I kept going, and I kept failing and making mistakes, but I just would keep going, and I was just like, I guess this is just how you feel as a leader, that you're always kind of messing up, but you keep doing it, you know? And
like Dory says, you just keep swimming, right?
Yeah, exactly. You just keep swimming. But I do remember this one time where I don't even remember the mistake I made, but I made some mistake, and I felt like it was in leadership that I botched it or something. And I came home, and, you know, even as powerful as I am in the workspace and all that, I still have those moments of being a vulnerable woman that wants my husband to love me, you know? And I was crying and I told him, I said, a leader doesn't show up like that. I was just so upset with myself. And he was just so sweet. He was so kind, and he just gave me a big hug, and he's like, Carolyn, that's exactly how a leader shows up. They make mistakes and they keep going. And you know, that actually, him saying that to me opened up a whole new ability for me to just keep failing forward. And I think because of that mindset, it's really helped me become the person I am, and without all those mistakes and whatever, and learning from them and growing from them, I wouldn't be that person. So anyway, that has been a really cool thing, and it was a really beautiful gift that he gave me.
That's wonderful. I love that. What would be the last piece of advice? I know we're wrapping up the show here. What's the last thing you would recommend for, I would say either for a wife supporting her husband, or even for a husband trying to support his wife? What would you say would be the best piece of advice you would give?
Oh, okay. I think the best piece of advice that I could give, I guess I would give two pieces of advice. One would be, the very best is to become personally accountable. Get out of your victim story. You know, you make the changes that you need to in your life, and stop blaming anybody else for the space that you're in. You're in charge of making your life amazing, and nobody else is. Your spouse is not. Your spouse is not there to do that. You're there to show up in a great way for them. So that would be my first piece of advice. And my other piece of advice would be, you know, like I say, you don't have to join your husband in the workspace or have to join your wife in her workspace to, you know, to have this deep sense of admiration and love and kindness. You can do it wherever you are. But I do think it helps to kind of, you know, even like from a wife's point of view, even though she's not going to work with her husband and all that stuff, I think it helps so much if she shows some interest in what he's doing and kind of asks about it and you know, just is there as this support to recognize really what he faces every day and to just really appreciate that. And then it can go both ways for the husband, you know. I mean, either way, if your wife is working, you can totally get involved in what, you know, what she's doing and support her and admire her for the great, you know, the great leadership things she's doing, the great, you know, working out of her comfort space. All of those moments of encouragement go so far. And then for the husband that has a stay-at-home mom wife, you know, I mean, it is challenging to feel like you're an amazing woman when you have changed diapers all day long, you know, and mm-hmm. and yet you're doing such an incredible thing for this world. And so to step into that space and try to understand what she's been, you know, feeling like all day and just really recognize her for her contribution to the world, even though the world does not honor that. So I think just loving each other, trying your best to understand each other and admire each other is so important.
Love it. That's great advice. Thank you so much, Carolyn. So, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Oh, you bet. So really quick, if someone wanted to connect with you or they want to learn more about what you and Gary do with Strombrook, what would be the best route they could do that?
Oh, okay. They can connect with us on Facebook. That would be good. Just look up Carolyn Norris or Gary Norris and friend us on Facebook. That would be awesome. Or we also have a website. It's getyourrebelon.com. They can connect with us in that way. And, yeah, it's good to be
here. And you also have a radio show too, right?
Oh, yes. We have a radio show. Yes. And you'll have to ask Gary how to get connected on that. W4CY.com.
Go to getyourrebelon.com. You'll probably find it through there too, right?
Yeah.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much. This has been such a huge wealth of experience and wisdom that you've given us today. I know I've been blessed. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have been blessed as well. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you and the opportunity to be on your show. It was really fun. So thank you.
You bet. And for the rest
have
of you, thanks
day.
For tuning in. Thanks for listening today. And just make sure take these things, not just listen to them. Don't just be a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. Make sure you take this and apply it in your life and make this happen. Find ways to become that rock solid person. Become that person that needs to be where you're not a victim. You're actually coming out as the hero, not the victim. And so this is Chris Miles here signing off on the Chris Miles Money Show. Have a wonderful and fabulous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.